Sen of Cymru by Martin Shipton. Age Alliance Cymru, a coalition of 26 voluntary organisations, produced a manifesto in the run-up to May's Senedd election, calling for a range of measures to make older people's lives better. It said, "Older people in Wales deserve to age safely, positively and with dignity. We urge the next Welsh Government to commit to the following priorities. Implement a systemic approach to tackle ageism and abuse, including a dedicated ministerial lead, mandatory professional training and national ageism awareness campaigns, a public awareness campaign on what constitutes abuse of older people. Ensure older people's rights are recognised, enforced and embedded across health, social care, housing and communities. Expand and safeguard community-based services such as transport and social activities to reduce isolation and promote independence. Mandate co-production with older people in service design, ensuring diverse voices and inclusive solutions, and recognizing that older people are not a homogeneous group. Provide equitable access to mental and physical health support for older people, regardless of age, condition, or communication need. Invest in the social care workforce through fair pay parity with the NHS, training and career development. Strengthen identification and support for older unpaid carers through clear national leadership and robust monitoring of local delivery to ensure statutory compliance. Guarantee accessible advice and income maximization services, with proactive outreach for benefits, and integrate poverty reduction and financial resilience into a strategy for an aging society. Commit to multi-year funding for statutory and third sector services that directly support older people's health, well-being, housing and independence. Ensure resources are available for age-friendly initiatives and community provisions. Embed measures that enable co-design, long-term sustainability and compliance with the Welsh Government's third sector scheme." The manifesto said Wales is one of the UK's fastest ageing nations. By 2030, over a quarter of the population will be 65 or older. Stats Wales forecast approximately 778,800 people out of 3.29 million. It stated, "Longer lives are a success, but they bring challenges and opportunities that demand action. Older people contribute as carers, workers, volunteers, and community leaders, yet many face barriers to health, housing, social connection, and financial security, especially in rural areas with poor access to services. Policy and services must adapt through long-term planning, investment, and coordinated action to ensure dignity, independence, and equal opportunity. Ageism remains a systemic issue, shaping treatment and outcomes across health, social care, and community life. It is the invisible thread running through. Prevention: older people need access to services and support to maintain good physical and mental health, as well as independence. Unequal access: services offered urgently to younger groups are delayed or denied to older people. Poorer outcomes: older adults experience unnecessary hospitalizations, avoidable deterioration and neglect due to harmful assumptions on aging. Too often, older people are not treated with the same urgency or empathy as others. Tackling embedded ageism must be a central pillar of all strategies for health, care, safeguarding and well-being. Financial poverty: rising living costs are forcing many older people to cut back on essentials, even heating in winter. Around 70,000 older households in Wales miss out on pension credit, which unlocks other key entitlements. Low, fixed incomes limit access to healthy food, warm housing and transport, while rural isolation and poor digital access deepen inequalities. The manifesto added, "The cost of living crisis, combined with cuts to community services, is worsening health and leading to social exclusion. Strengthening advice and income maximization services is vital. Clear information on rights and benefits should be available well before retirement to prevent poverty and isolation. High-quality social care enables older people to live independently and age with dignity, yet access remains a major challenge. Prevention must be central. Early support sustains independence and avoids crises, but services often intervene only at breakdown. Workforce shortages and lack of pay parity with the NHS threaten care quality. A real living wage and fair conditions are essential to recruit and retain staff and deliver safe, consistent care. Unpaid carers need recognition and support through respite, emotional and practical support services, and clear information on rights and services. Older people are diverse, and services must reflect individual needs rather than generic approaches. Article ends.